You wasn't helping either. I was like, I knew Fee was gonna be like, bro, why ain't you streaming the games, bro? We gotta do this for the brand, bro. I'm like, bro, I ain't trying to hear that right now.
Welcome to another episode of The League, presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. I am one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. I also got the big OG KBNs from Dead End Hip Hop. Dead End everything. Mr. Dead End. And I got Mr. Disrespect. What it do, y'all?
What's going on? It's AKA, it's your boy.
Mr. AKA.
You know what I'm saying? AKA, I'm winning the league. You know what I'm saying? AKA, FIFA taking L's.
FIFA took NL. Right. So how much money you owe me right now? How many losses you got?
AKA, still pending. All right, I'm done.
Oh, man. I would say a lot has happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of user games this past week. No more moves. We're past week 8, so no more trades and all of that. Even though some trades before week 8 happened. I would say probably the biggest trade that I saw was the Amari Cooper Bobby Wagner move.
Yes.
I was like, wow. Wow.
Why were you like, wow?
Bobby is such a,
and those are two user players.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys, and we, you know, honestly, a lot of user trades don't happen that often
because we assholes in the league.
We wanting too much. We all can be the best GM in this
exactly.
motherfucker. So
unless you trade in Jesus, we ain't really listening to you.
Yeah, but here's the thing though, based off of right, like it comes down to play styles, and mm-hmm. I think that. If the Seattle Seahawks are trying to be more offensively aggressive, it's a great move then. If you're trying to be more offensively aggressive. But I think having Bobby Wagner on the roster makes you a more balanced roster. So, and in his play style, I don't know if it really leads to the moves that he's made. However, the motherfucker got the greatest O-line in the game. I don't know if y'all have seen
no,
that.
No. He had to buy that. He had to trade for that
Yeah.
And I forgot that you pillaged Seahawks a little bit before he got there.
I got DK.
That's
not pillaging. Not the definition of pillage.
Okay, no, I'm just saying you helped pillage. Or before you got there.
I took a piece.
That's a big piece.
I had a spoonful.
I'm only mentioning that because when you said that, like, why did he make this trade for Amari, I was thinking, why would he do that? Cause he had Julio, but who else did he have? Like, he doesn't really have that many weapons, even though he has a great quarterback in Russell Wilson. So,
here's the thing about Madden.
And he's not a defensive, he doesn't care. Like, a middle linebacker like Bobby Wagner, we care about it cause we would know how to use him.
Mm-hmm.
But based on how I see how he plays defense, it's kind of like, I don't think he would use him to, he'll probably leave,
but he uses
him alone.
The linebacker, just like you, he plays the middle of the field. He takes that away. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like when you're a Madden player and you look across the entire league, there are a lot of players that are not super expensive in terms of trade capital, draft capital that you can add to your roster and build them up to be either great players or just utilization players. Like, this is what I need you for. Just do this great, which is partly the reason why I made the move for Andy Isabella. Man, I gave, a fifth and a sixth round for that guy. And you're talking 96 speed, hella agility. He could be my kick return, punt return guy, my slot guy. He could play on the outside. He could play on the inside. Like, for a fifth and sixth round, who, in the draft, who we drafting fifth and sixth that's actually gonna produce for your roster?
It'd be hard to find. Like,
you're only drafting off the speed.
So you have to look at the combine results and then you wouldn't even really know actually how fast he is. Until he's on your roster.
Unless it says he's like top five in the 40. Yeah.
So to me, it's like, depending on what you need, you don't always have to go for the big name. But I tell you this, I told him this today. I think he has the best wide receiver tandem in the league.
With Julio and Cooper?
Yeah. Who got a better duo wide receivers? I don't think I do.
I would say AJ Green and Antonio Brown
of
sound pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
what happened to the humble season?
In the chat, I was like, we had to cut the shit because niggas was just being too sweet in the chat. They was like, man, I don't even know if I'm gonna win this game this week. Man, I don't even know. You sound pretty good, but you can win. I'm like, all right, bro. Is it gotta be me? I feel like the nigga gotta stand up and like, all right, do I gotta be the, I gotta be the bully? I gotta be the bad guy?
I mean, but you got a Super Bowl, so it's easy to talk.
I can talk shit. You know what I mean? I don't give a damn if I bought it or drafted.
You got some room.
I got some hardware. You know what I'm saying? So I can talk shit, but I don't know. It was just sounding too sweet in the chat. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to talk shit the whole way. That's why I'm coming back on with the disrespect. The AKAs is gonna be flying moving forward until we get to 21.
Yeah. But I definitely think your tandem is nice. I think my tandem is nice, but I don't think nobody has like two overall wide receivers like that. So that's why I said I think he has.
But I think with a Bobby Wagner, it's like, man, if I had Bobby Wagner, bro.
Oh, 100%.
Bro, it's not fair.
Bobby Wagner is a cheat code in that.
That's why I say like, I don't think he really cared about using him. Like maybe he does play middle linebacker, but for me, like when I play middle linebacker, for the most part, it's mostly because as long as he can get to the spots I need to get to during the time frame I need him to get to, I'm good. But that's because I haven't had a Bobby Wagner. Like I've had to just draft or make moves to get somebody who can do what I need to do. With Bobby Wags, I ain't letting him go for like, unless it's like at least two pieces, one offense, one defense. Like, but just for Amari Cooper.
I mean, he clearly sees that there's a weakness, a hole. You know, if he feel like the rest of his defensive players can make up for that along with his ability, you know, I mean, to try to win a Super Bowl and you're struggling at that two spot.
But, and maybe I have more insight because I played in the division with Amari Cooper, the guy who has the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I faced him like at least 6-7 times now, playoffs and regular season. And I've seen him use it. Maybe it's based off of him using it. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's the guy who just traded for him. I feel like he's thinking Amari Cooper is better than what he is now. Cause as you know, we're in our third year in the league. Amari Cooper's, you know, diminished a little bit. Like he's not in his prime at this point. So I don't know if he's thinking he's going to help him go over the top like Julio is.
Well, if you look,
cause I think he'll be, bro, you're going to be a little disappointed.
Well, his last game that he played, he was telling me that he had like 200 some yards receiving with him
was that the computer?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. With Amari Cooper. Cause just like I told you, man, when you have a lot of weaponry out there, you can't take I'm gonna get something. Somebody gonna eat out this motherfucker. So if that's where he's at and he feels that scoring points was an issue, because just like you said, I don't care what my linebackers are. I'll use it the hell out of them and we gonna be all right. So if that's his mentality, which it is, cause I know he uses linebackers, I need scoring.
Which most everybody in the league uses.
But you would think that the position that I use the most, I would want that to be my best player. You know what I'm saying?
But just like you said, you can compensate for that because you're the user.
And I'm saying that because I know I can do it, but I know that at this point in my juncture in the season, like I'm having, like every week is a battle. Like I'm going in there, like Belichick, like I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take these boys out because I'm fighting because of what I'm lacking, because the guy I drafted, he's really good and he's improving a lot. He's now at a 74. He was drafted as a 67. Like I've helped him, but at the same time, it's still like,
not enough.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
He's not elite. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, like, I'm still getting used to my defense because, again, I had to piece together. I still got probably the least amount of people on the team. I got like 46 people on my team because of how many people I had to cut just to make room cap-wise to sign other people just to supplement for the deficiency. So when I see someone trade Bobby Wagner for Amari Cooper, that's why I reacted the way I did in the chat. Like, I'm laughing. Like, are you serious? Like, I would kill for this now.
But at the end of the day, everybody kind of knows the strengths and weaknesses of their team. And if he felt he got to put up points, and the way the defenses are in our league right now, they're hyper aggressive. They're not just aggressive. They're high. Cause I know my defense is hyper aggressive. And a lot of the users that I've played, that's how their defense is. Look at the Ravens have three of the top four safeties in the league on one squad.
But how does Amari Cooper help with that? And I'm not trying to harp on Amari Cooper, but how does, to me, just a receiver like that, how does that help with that pass? Because he's facing a division with a legit pass rush with the San Francisco 49ers, as we talked to Money Green. You know, like that pass rush is mean. That's timing. That's all timing.
But with pass rush, we know in Madden, if you have escape artists, you can mitigate a lot of it. Not all of it, but and he has the greatest O-line in the game. Do you know his lowest rated O-lineman is 88? His lowest His lowest, and I know on a previous podcast I said his lowest was an 80, but he just traded him and upgraded him. Mm. So if your O-line is basically averaging 92 plus rating, bro, you good. You got time to throw now in addition to escape artists. So the streams that I've watched from him, his biggest issues were putting up points. And you can just key in on Julio, double triple team this guy. Let's put a cover three on him. Let's cloud this guy. Let's blanket this guy. But now if you do that, Amari can eat. So I get it and I agree with it, but I don't know if it's the move I would make if I was in the same position. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So for everybody, it's to each their own.
And as I'm talking shit about the move, I just realized that I gotta play him this year.
Uh-huh. So let's see you get a pressure over there.
Hey, hold on. All right. You know, uh-huh. I was talking shit. I'm humble now. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, get back to your humble season.
Chill out with Cooper.
So in the midst of the conversation, there was a question that just kind of popped in my head. Obviously, we all know who you use because you've talked about it. And Ken mentioned that the majority of the users use their linebacker. Who do you use on defense, Ken?
D-line. D-line, yeah.
D-N or D-tackle?
Tackle.
Tackle?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the hardest. I don't even know. I saw you. I was watching your stream today, too, and I was like, bro, why the hell is he doing this, dude? Like, you could be so much better as a linebacker.
Probably. I used to play linebacker a lot, but I think as I get used to reaccustomed to Madden again, I just kind of need to, you know, catch up to the game a little bit. And D-line is kind of where I'm comfortable right now, but I can't use it really. Mm-hmm. Because even against the computer, against I'll tell you what it is, man, against computer and a user. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what it is. It's a challenge for me. And I feel like I can do the linebacker easy. That's probably one of the easiest one to do. Cause I played a couple of user games, yesterday, which I'm sure we get into some of that later. Mm-hmm. And I took the linebacker, but it was like, all right, that's easy. But the line, if I could get and it's the X and the square and all the other mm-hmm. shit, I'm like, how does the fuck does this shit work? And it's pissing me off. So I'm trying to really honestly master it before moving on, but
sounds like a nigga who don't like to do practice. Don't it sound like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sound like that.
Sound like he want to master it in the game. Man.
Yeah, I told y'all I practice in the game.
You can't be trying to be Tutelon doing the X and the square of all the shit with it on the line during the game when you need to win these games. The AFC is hard this year. Ask FIFA, yo. We gonna get to these games.
I only got one person I gotta beat. I just got one person.
I'm just saying. Like, bruh, it's going to be a hard battle for you.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I probably should be using my linebackers because they're mad, like, young. I mean, they're all rookies. My whole linebacker core are rookies.
Ooh, and, I feel bad for you.
Yeah. And they got today. Kittle got one. But nevertheless, though, I probably should be using them. As a matter of fact, both of them kind of cost me in big spots. But I don't know, man. Like, it's just the place where I'm most comfortable.
So two things, Ken. Number one, like, you know, sometimes I'll use a D lineman. I primarily focus on the edge guys because mm-hmm. I want to get pressure. But the whole shedding is all about timing. So mm-hmm. depending on the type of rusher you have, so like a speed guy, it's kind of like when you got him on the edge, then you hit the X button and you can get by him. Or if you have a power guy, like, if it's a running play coming at you, right when that running back is by you, you hit that power button, he gonna shed him and then get the tackle. So, it's a game within the game, mm-hmm. and I feel you. But me personally, I primarily use the safeties. And partly is because when I played football, I was a cornerback, so I understand the secondary a little bit more. I know linebacking is, I don't want to say easy because I
just been shitting on the linebackers.
No. I said I don't want to say it's easy.
But you gonna say it's
no, cause it's not. Because you have to deal with a lot of hog mollies up front and you got to get in coverage. And I don't like to have to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Do I got to come over the run? I got to, you know, with the safety, I have more freedom. If I'm playing a cover three, and I feel that you are, because I like to play deep middle safety, but I feel that you're going for a short route, I'll take my gamble. I'll take my gamble and I'll leave that shit wide open and you better try to get it. Because if I take away what I think you want to do, that's advantage me. Linebackers, you move them out of position, it's a wrap.
And that's another reason why I don't like to play any of those other positions too. But so I needed to be a little bit safer.
It's not as bad as you think though. Cause I get what you're saying, especially when you're talking about the safety or even the corner position. You're kind of just like, it's a bend don't break thing. Like, I'll let you get some things, but I'm not gonna let you get it, like the big thing.
You talking about playing linebacker or safety?
Safety. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like I'll leave this open, but that's because mm-hmm. I'm taking away one thing. Mm-hmm. With linebacker, I feel like you could easily see when it's the run. You already know when people are mm-hmm. gonna run. It's like, as soon as they hand it off, most of the times they're running. Mm-hmm. Even if they do play action, you could see that little white thing. I just see a little white thing that goes up, like, all right, that's the play action. Or you could just tell by how it goes. Mm-hmm. The coverage thing is the hardest part. But even then, it gets easier when you, especially with the users, cause everybody has their own patterns. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can see it develop throughout mm-hmm. the game. Like, mm-hmm. most niggas got like five plays that they mm-hmm. love, mm-hmm. and two of them is passing, as far as in this league. So, you'll see it happen and you just anticipate that. Now, if they start switching things up, that's how you know you got them in a good position, because they're doing something out of their comfort zone, cause they need to score. Mm-hmm. So it kind of is just a free for all. It's 50-50. Yeah. So I usually just say, just cover the middle. You can let the shit out. Like, niggas don't throw on the outside. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen in the middle. Either that running back is going to do a slant up the middle, or you're going to have somebody doing a dig route or whatever, or just a crossing route. And then someone's going to try to go across the middle with a tight end. That's it. Especially if they got a Kittle or whoever. We got a lot of good tight ends in this league. Somebody's going to try that tight end. You just got to be there for it.
So another question about usering. Ken, I'll start with you. Since you use a lineman, when the pass is going to go, do you switch off to the DB or do you stay? Okay.
Yeah.
So you play the ball in
everybody
the
air. Does that though, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm asking. People mm-hmm. may not know. Yeah.
How about I don't know if you trust your team that well, damn, get their own picks.
You said to get picks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you cause your turnovers or is it?
Mm, yeah. I'll cause them. Like if, especially with the ball in the air and I think I can get it, then yeah, I'm going for it. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna play the ball.
I go for it every time. Anytime somebody throws it, it's me. I'm 100%. Win, lose, or draw, it's me.
Yep, 100%. And that's, again, primarily why I like using the safeties, because look, it ain't no secret. I damn near stream every fucking game. I come out here, I tell y'all my secrets. I primarily play man, but I'll play cover three. Everything looks like a blitz. You're gonna have to figure it out. What's what? I'll blitz you on motherfucking first. I'll play zone on third and one. Like you don't know. I'm random as shit, but I will put the safety up in the box and I'll try to, cause like you said, Nick, during the course of the game, you pick up on people's tendencies. What do they want to do in tight spots? What do they want to do when they have, you know, kind of an open play, good field position, first and 10, second and 5? You start to pick up on that. There's a feel and a rhythm to a game. And I feel that playing safety just allows me that freedom. And then also with the defense that I play, and again, I'm going to give y'all the secrets. Like, even on my Twitch, go follow me on Twitch, FIFA 24/7, like, offensively and defensively, I show y'all what I do. Defensively, one of my favorite defenses is the 2-4-5 A-gap. It puts the two middle linebackers right in the middle. They almost play like linemen. Mm-hmm. But what that does, and the reason why I have so many sacks with Myles Garrett, no matter how many old linemen you put, there's always going to be a free guy.
I've used it. And I tell you what, I don't know how it works for you, but whenever I've used it, I don't know where they get the extra lineman from. Very rarely would I get a guy free. And I don't change. Yep. They have a tight end there. And you know, everybody knows when you play on the computer, they play first. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've used it a few times, especially when I need to get stops. Mm-hmm. So I kind of use it sparingly, to kind of throw people off. And then I'll show, and then sometimes I'll mix it up just in case I need to use it again and actually blitz.
I use it when I smell blood in the water. So at the beginning of
the game. So when the computer's rattled.
Against a computer, it doesn't matter what I play. I could shut down all computers. So I'm talking primarily user games.
Okay.
User games, I like to use that defense to establish my hyper aggressiveness. Like, okay, what you want to do? You want to run a pass? Because either one, we're going to shut this down and everybody at the line. So then, when, let's say I play that like on my first two downs and I get stops, obviously I know third down, you're going to have to pass, if especially if it's a third and long. But now you see the same or very similar look, but now I drop back in coverage and you thought you going to have this quick thing. Oh, I done seen this 2-3 times in a row. I know this is how I'm going to beat it. And it's something completely different. And that's how I get people. That's how I get people. Like when I played the Chiefs last week or the week before, I played a lot of cover three. And even out of a 3-4, I didn't even match up personnel. Now with the defense that I have, they're so versatile, I don't even have to match up personnel. So that fucks with people too. So I don't know, man. I love the safety because it just gives me the freedom. It gives me the freedom to mess with the user more than the linebacker, in my opinion. Because I've tried the linebacker. I don't like it.
Go into more detail about the game you had with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs game was, and I said it, is like one of my little personal Super Bowls because he made the Super Bowl. And I keep saying, I just got to get past the running Ravens and I know I could win. And, you know, you were a test for me last season. The Chiefs are a test for me. I know Lou wants a revenge game. I want a revenge game on Ken. So I have all of these little mini games within the game. And the Chiefs game, I wanted to go out there and establish my dominance. And I feel that the end score wasn't reflective of how much I dominated him. Cause he got two cheap touchdowns toward the end. And I think I beat him like 35-21 or something like that. And it really should have been 35-7. I thoroughly dominated him. He couldn't move the ball against me. You know, offensively, I did what I had to do, but I think the star of the show was the defense. What's his name? Derwin James had two picks. Devin McCourty had a pick. I was just messing with him. I was messing with him defensively. And you go back. I don't know if my Twitch stream is still live, but go back. I was talking hella shit. I'm saying all this shit now. What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? The run game, he couldn't run on me. So, It was a good game. It happened quick, and I felt like I dominated both lines, O-line, D-line. So not being disrespectful, I'm not taking your moniker. I'm not trying.
You're drinking right now, so go ahead and speak your mind.
I'm not being disrespectful, but I just dominated them. I dominated them. I felt like I proved the point I wanted to prove.
So you coming for the crown?
I told y'all. If I get past the running Ravens, the Super Bowl is mine. It's mine.
Speaking of the running Ravens, you also had them this week.
Had them. And, you know, Foreign Hustle, the Packers user, he hit me up and he was like, hey, bro, you closed the gap on that. Yeah. Because every time that I've played them, this is my third or fourth user game against the Ravens. Obviously, we're in the same division, so we're going to play a lot. And I love the challenge. He blew me out. Like nobody else has been able to get me by 14, 20 points, something like that. And he been blowing me out. And this time he beat me by 8. You know what I'm saying? And it was right there. The interception, it was good defense. I threw an interception. I had one fumble.
That one fumble was some bullshit though.
Yeah.
And then even at
I was trying to see if you could instant replay it. Just to see if he even took two steps.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was a bang bang play.
It was a bang bang play. And I was heated about that. I was also heated at the end. When I made the catch on the sideline, I felt I had 1 second and I made it out of bounds. They let the clock run. I was heated about that, but I also mismanaged the clock toward the end. I was doing a lot of adjustments and I just lost track of the time.
I told you, but that track of time when you look at the clock one time and you look back at your plays and you look up, it's a wrap.
Yep. I'm looking at the play. I'm seeing where he got his people. I'm moving everybody and trying to shift stuff and I just lost track of time. So that was my fault. But, the interception, it was good defense. Because he brought pressure from my right side, his left side of his defense. And, he played a cover three and I ran a cover three beater, but the route that's going to beat it, it takes a little, I got to get behind that zone. And, before I could get behind that zone, I have a read that's closer, which is my tight end that comes across my streak. Mm-hmm. When I move my eyes down and throw to the tight end, I didn't see the defender and it was a wrap. And I'm like, damn. And it was the only pick in the game. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know me.
Now you've gotten better at it. That's why I was just like, I was like, no picks.
Yep.
And then I shouldn't have said shit, but
I closed the gap, man. I closed the gap. I think he had like maybe two or three big runs, But outside of that, it was like he had to work for it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, oh, big run, big run.
That was
run,
the
big
first
run.
Game I seen him use Lamar Jackson.
and I got him out of it early.
Yeah, because I remember he had to run for the touchdown. He did that Saquon spin move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, so he's finally using. I'm starting to see, like, that's the thing about this nigga. Like, he runs so much that you forget he got a quarterback.
Yep.
And not only do you got a quarterback, he's got the MVP. Yep. So it's just insane how he plays.
So we're 8 weeks, 9 weeks in now. This motherfucker got over 3,000 yards rushing with 41 touchdowns.
That's crazy, man.
Everybody, hey, once he got into the league, everybody said, fuck, we're not even talking about rushing
no
more.
Yeah, we don't even, at this point, with Saquon, I just want him to be respectable. So like,
yeah, I was like second in the league. I was like leading the league in rushing for a while. Then I was like second, and now I'm just.
That's why I'm glad he ain't come in my first year. I got Saquon MVP and some more. He broke that 2,000 yard record. Obviously, that record is smashed. Yeah, no. But he did it when he had to do it.
Yeah, he's on pace for almost 6,000 yards. I just look, and I know it's a video game.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, like, I found what he does, and I could do it if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I just choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, man, cause I just watched him, like, oh, and I've ran those plays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah, the formation. Yeah, the formation.
For me, I'm like, oh man, I could do this all day, all game.
But that's boring. But it's also the running back though, and the abilities that he has. He's a freight train. Mm-hmm. He has arm bar, and I don't know what the other ability is, but it just, it plays to the play style.
And he helps him increase his overall value too by all the production that he does. Mm-hmm. Cause so Nick Chubb is like, he was already good and he was on his rookie deal. So he probably activated a bunch of other mm-hmm. stuff that wasn't even naturally there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the same Nick Chubb that FIFO had.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah, Lindsay too, didn't he?
I had Kareem Hunt too. And I traded both of them.
Everything is FIFO fault, and we'll get into that later.
Okay. And I said it at the beginning of the podcast, or not this particular podcast, but when we created the podcast, it's just, that's not my play style. Like, I like to play quicker. I need more agile. I don't like power guys. You know what I'm saying? But even with that said, I started my own franchise with the Dolphins, just rebuilding them, and I signed Kareem Hunt in the offseason. And it's different running with like a power back.
I like power backs now. I used to like elusive backs.
You know what? Like having Kareem Hunt with the Dolphins has shown me that there is a way to dominate with them.
Man, but that's why, not my preference. That's why though. I love Saquon, because he's both. Like, yeah, he can do both. Like, he can push niggas off him and keep going, but he's still elusive enough to where he got that spin move. Mm-hmm. He can still catch out of the back. Like,
because remember, I said I signed John Connor by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jonathan Taylor, I think he's a power back too, mm-hmm. but he's not John Connor. And I was just giving him some plays. And I was like, damn, this motherfucker running people over. Like, they just kind of fall off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, especially at the goal line.
Yeah, that's like how Henry's going to be.
Yeah, I was Henry's like, oh, just I like that. This. I like him a lot. So I kept him because I was trying to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, I'm going to need him in goal line situations or those tough yard situations.
We had a short conversation about playing the online Madden as far as outside mm-hmm. the league when you're just playing online against random users. I hate playing the Titans. Because Derrick Henry is damn near unstoppable.
Mm.
Because he like you said, he sheds people off.
Mm.
And it's not even like he moves fast, it's because he's just moving.
Yep.
That's it. Like, ain't nothing stopping him.
That nigga like Juggernaut.
Boy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, wait, hold on. J.K. Dobbins is now getting a lot more of that. So I know y'all watch some of the streams or whatever. He's starting to get to the point where if I don't even react or try to stiff arm or nothing, people just, like, he'll just do it. And I'm like, oh shit. But because he's not a power back, those animations take longer to shed those defenders. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that I'm realizing too with his, superstar ability, which is, jukebox, when a defender engages him in a tackle, now if I juke out of it, he'll juke out of the tackle.
Mm.
So it's kind of dope. But again, because he's not a power back, those animations take a little while. So unless it's just me and that person and I've already burnt everybody else, it's not going to yield me that much more. But it does give me the extra 1 to 3 yards here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
I had two user games since the last episode. The first one was against the Cowboys. And I was – it was just – That night was a bad night for me because we just got done recording, I guess, last week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't eaten anything all day. So, and I had like, there's these bomb ass wings that I love at the, Hawker's Asian market down at, the Beltline. The double fried Korean, wings. Good as fuck. And I had them waiting at me at the crib. I go back to the crib and my homie was there, one of my roommate. He, we grew up together and everything. I go open the fridge and it's gone. And I'm talking about like the fridge is pretty full and there's a space that I had for it. And I'm like, everything in the fridge is there, but that little, that thing is gone. And I'm wondering,
and
it was like
a glaring hole.
So I'm looking around the fridge like, all right, somebody must have moved it around. Somebody just brought in some groceries. It's cool. Whatever. Don't bug out. And it's gone. And the funny thing is, earlier that day, I helped take out some trash. Now my homie was cleaning out the fridge and doing some other shit. And I helped take out the trash because these niggas hardly ever clean up. So I turned out like, bro, what happened to my chicken? And they was like, he was like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. You may have lost it or something. I was ready to slap the shit out of that nigga. I'm telling
you. Lose chicken, nigga.
So then I was like, bro, what happened? He was like, bro, I might have threw it away on accident. I thought it was somebody else's shit. Bro, I'm talking about it was perfect wings in there, bitch. Like, it was in a box that was in a bag. I'm talking about it was secure. Bruh, I was so hot, bruh. So this is before I'm playing my game against the Cowboys. So now I find out I'm not even at home because we have that rule. If you're a home team and it's a user game, you got to stream it. So I'm in the chat like, are you streaming it to the Cowboys? Like, nah, I ain't got the setup for it. So I'm already like, all right, niggas already in my playbook. I ain't trying to show niggas shit tonight. I ain't got my wings. FIFO calling my line, trying to get me to stream it. I'm like, bro, fuck all that shit. I'm just ready to play the game. I played my most angriest game I did. And it was still a close game because, like, again, I'm still getting used to my defense or whatnot. So I won 28-21, but that shit was a fucking struggle. I was so upset. I'm still hot. The nigga, he said he gonna pay me back with the wings, but it's on site wings. So anytime I want something, I get it right then and there. And then so the next game that I had, cause I had a computer game in between that, was against the Saints. Fat boy. Mm-hmm. Man, newest member of the league, I believe. No. Packers is second, nope. But at the time he was, and, he's got the Saints, and we damn near depleted the Saints. I thought we did.
Saints. The Saints roster is amazing, just minus quarterback because Drew Brees
retired. Okay, I thought we pillaged the whole league at this point.
Their O line is crazy.
They still got Cameron Jordan. So I found out that the Saints is still good because Nick Foles was at QB. I'm like, all right, he got Nick Foles. He decent, but he ain't nothing. He ain't Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't notice he still had Michael Thomas. Okay, I gotta watch out for Michael Thomas. Then I see he got Cameron Jordan. I'm like, he got Cameron Jordan. And as I'm playing, I'm like, this O-line is really good because I can't get no pressure on nothing. Mm-mm. This motherfucker threw a 40 burger on me, man. I'm talking about, but the thing about that night too, I got a story for that. That was the same night that, the Blazers were playing, was it Memphis or, Memphis. No, it was the Nets.
It was the Nets. Yep.
And if they lost that game, they wasn't going to be in the playoffs. So in between of me playing the game, I'm watching another game with my heart on the line for that one. Cause you know, it's Melo. If Melo don't get in, ain't nobody going to be happy on Dead End Sports for a couple weeks. So I'm not going to say I was distracted cause he did whip my ass, but I was like, I didn't really care cause once the Blazers won, I was like, I won my game for the week. But yeah, he's really good. I would say one thing about him. He definitely knows how to use Michael Thomas, and Michael Thomas hardly ever drops anything. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles, he got him playing like an all-star, and he knows how to use that defense. Especially, again, he uses a little bit of everyone, I would say, because he blitzed a lot. He also did his linebackers in coverage when I was trying to go through because I like, if y'all know how I play, I like doing the crossing and the drag routes and shit like that. So he was reading that a lot. I couldn't really go downfield because I didn't have much time. Like, I literally just have a decent O-line. Like, my lowest guy is probably 79. No, he's 77, 78. And then my highest guy is like 88. So it's like, I literally just have a decent line. Enough for Saquon to just slip through the cracks and do what he do. But yeah, he threw a 40 burger on me and he shitted on me too. Cause he had to get that last touchdown, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah. That was a call.
I got to stop it though. Yeah. So
he knows how to work in the pocket too.
Yeah. Because again, that the games usually start off in my favor. So I got a pick six to start off the game early. So I'm thinking like, okay, made my defense is getting a little bit better. But I really could not move, offensively. Like, I did not score an offensive touchdown. Like, I scored off that defensive pick six and I scored off of a kick return. But like, I couldn't, like, I threw three picks, so I didn't help my case with that. His coverage was really good, but it was also me again. I need to expand my playbook. Like, I, after that game, I was like, okay, I can't talk shit about my passing game no more. Cause I used to be able, you couldn't stop me. Like, the worst thing you want to do is give me the ball. Now it's like, okay, I can stop Nick if I do this, that, and the third. Mm. And now I made me realize I got to expand the playbook. I've been in practice, FIFO. I've been doing all types of plays now.
You know what bet I should have made with you? Who's going to throw more interceptions? That's the bet I should have made.
Well, shit, you was going to lose that then.
Between y'all two? Cause
yeah,
you right, going to lose me. No, I already don't know. You ain't
I would say, I don't know what
the. Nah, but Nick, you got more interceptions than I do.
I only got 10.
How many I got?
That's how you know you lost, story.
Yeah, I might have. But goddamn it, I know I got way more touchdowns than you.
I make sure I look at that because I know you got hella more touchdowns than me.
Yeah, I lead the league.
But you got like, I think you have at least 12 to 14 picks.
Okay.
I got 10.
I know I don't have the most
picks. Yeah, you don't have.
I'm up there. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm always.
But I always try, like, that was the most picks I've thrown all season in that game. Cause I was just trying to be like, I gotta get something down the field.
What playbook do you use?
I like the San Francisco 49ers playbook, but mostly I use their run plays cause I like, mm-hmm. I like their creative run plays. Yeah, they have some really dope passing plays, but again, even though I did say the names sound great, AJ Green, Antonio Brown, but this is AJ Green's in his like 13th season, Antonio's in like his 14th, like they've diminished to like enough to where the only thing about Antonio Brown is he's still quick and he can run his routes. Mm-hmm. AJ Green has got great hands and he can still run his routes too, but there's no really great speed.
There's no separation.
Not that much, unless I have enough time to where, like, all right, hey, once Antonio get going, he gone. Same thing with AJ. He got long strides. Mm-hmm. But most of these pass rushers I'm dealing, he still had Cameron Jordan and he brought this little white boy. I don't know where he came from. He came in through, smashed me through the middle. So I'm like, all right, bro, I can't, like, and again, I don't like overusing Saquon. I'm trying to, you know, there's no point in doing, you know, rushing for the most yards anymore. Cause obviously the dude in the Ravens took care of that. So I'm just trying to be a more balanced team, but I realize I got a rookie in my hands and he's an 80 right now. I bumped mm-hmm. him up. I drafted him at like a 75. He's an 80 now. So I'm trying to just get him better and just cut down on turnovers, but get, you know, touchdowns.
But
so,
What about your games, Ken?
Well, Ken, you had two of them. Well, finally seen the playbook.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I played FIFO. I played a couple of other.
You barely have any user games.
Season, though. That was this is the most I've had. Cause I played, Spike twice and I played the Chiefs before. And, I've played Spike three times now in the playoffs and then the second time I played him. And then this second time playing the Chiefs. So I played the Chiefs and the Niners. So the first, the Chiefs just whooped my ass. You know, and it was like, I thought about the game all night because I thought about the mistakes that I made. Especially on that first pick, and that really just kind of messed me up, but I was like, okay, I can kind of recover from that. But yeah, it was one of those situations where, cause he plays cover three primarily. And so I had the guy coming across the middle. I had Watson running, Hopkins on a post. And I saw the red guy. I looked to the left, looked to the right. In my peripheral, I saw Hopkins go out and cut. So I'm like, okay, I got that, that post route. And then I looked back in the middle just to kind of see where everybody else was at. And I was like, okay, the Chiefs defender there, don't throw it to square.
Square.
Push square.
I hate when
most of the time it's more of like, there's a guy I know I need to throw it to because I see him open or I know he's going to be open. And as I hit play, he's open. He's right there. But for some reason, there's a guy that I normally always hit on this play. I just automatically click him and he's usually double. Like, I fuck up a lot when I'm like, why did I throw that? I didn't even want to throw it to him. Yep. There was a whole nother guy I wanted to throw it to.
Because I was not just because I it happens to be often, like, even on the one that the other, because I threw two pick sixes. I threw two.
Against the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, against the Chiefs. And I knew it was zone. I thought I could squeeze it in there because I had, Ayeku or whoever it was, or Hodges was going to go out and go out. I thought I could beat him to the route, but nah, Deshaun let him.
How many times do you, lob balls in, or do you always throw darts?
I was playing against a, against a user yesterday, and I threw a lob pass, and Deshaun Watson overthrew it. If he has the step on him, lob pass all day because he's gonna run under.
To me, I have not done that enough because I'm always just trying to get the ball out quick as soon as I see him open, and obviously that leads to some interceptions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I may see him have the step, but I'm like, I can't dart it in.
You don't have the. I would have to get over.
I would have to throw it over, and not to say my QB can't do it, but it's just like I'm always trying to do darts, so I'm sticking to darts, and that's usually
how. I threw a couple today.
That's how I usually throw picks, is because I'm not reading the. Yeah, he has a step on him, but it's not a step enough to throw it.
So for me, I kind of predetermine the type of pass I want to do depending on the route. And then my secondary determination is what I see. So I don't know about y'all, but like pre-snap, I'm gauging everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know, obviously, I'm looking at my play against what I see pre-snap. I'm thinking this, tendencies, All right. If I got to hit the drag because he's bringing pressure and I know I got to get the ball out quick, obviously it's going to be a dart. But if I got time and I can hit this corner route, I'm going to go over the top. So like I kind of predetermine that. And then sometimes like once I hike the ball, I primarily look for corner routes. If y'all watch my streams, I look for the corners and I try to expose defenses based off of that. But sometimes like especially cover three defenses, you know, you have a very small window. So I don't like to lob those because that safety could come
easily
from his deep and then take it and then he's out. But then if you hit it too hard, that
the corner
underneath can get it, depending if, you know, they're playing a hard flat, three or a deep three.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends what I see post snap as well. But pre snap, I've kind of determined the type of throw I want.
And sometimes in cover three, you can throw right into the defender too.
Yep.
If you throw it a little bit too late.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
That's why I usually, I usually just avoid that whole situation. If you're not trying to throw, it could be a big play or it could be a pick. Those are usually how I determine things. I need to go to a second option.
Now I could throw against cover three, but it just, you just have your timing got
to exactly. That's what I'm saying. The gamble to me, again, like it's not worth it because I'm not trying to give you extra possessions. That's the worst thing I could do.
Okay, so let me give y'all some pointers on beating cover three. At least from my perspective, I'm not gonna say this shit works for everybody, but I know what works for me. There's a play, and I use the Saints playbook. It's called Clear Out, and basically it has the tight end
going straight up.
It's a straight up, and then you have the middle wide receiver, the slot wide receiver
doing a curve in.
Yeah, he does like an in, but he curves out a little bit,
and then you have the other receiver dragging.
The third wide receiver, I rarely. Well, yeah, it is a drag. Is it a drag?
Yeah, I love that. I'm saying I know that, but yeah. I love that play.
Yeah, I love that play because obviously if pressure gets there, you got the drag route. And this is the reason why I love the Saints playbook. It attacks multiple levels. And we talked about it. Like I started off with Chiefs playbook, but everything's deep. But in this play, it's a cover three beater for me because typically that cover three has a cloud in that middle zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that tight end determines what it is.
Exactly.
Because I'll throw at that tight end. Because once he gets past that defender, that defender doesn't turn and run,
it's a wrap.
I gun it.
It's a wrap.
It's a first down.
It's
guaranteed.
It's a wrap.
You cannot defend it. The safety cannot retreat in his back pedal and then get out of his back pedal quick enough to hit to intercept the dart.
That's usually at least a 15 to touchdown type of play. Like you getting at least 15 yards.
You know, it's a first down. It's a guaranteed first down against cover three. Yeah. It's a guaranteed first down.
And if they do cover it, if you have time, you could hit the middle receiver or you could hit the drag receiver.
Yep. And then the other thing that I love, again, why I love Odell Beckham, I'll sometimes sub him in that particular, slot spot next to that tight end, because if I'm not 100% sure if it is zone, then I'll put him on a slant. And because that tight end is going on that streak, it clears out whatever defender and it creates a natural rub. So I try to create rubs, you know what I'm saying, by audibles and stuff like that.
Rub play that I've been working on that works well.
I love the
but
rub,
I still gotta practice it a little bit more. But yeah,
practice?
Man, so.
He ain't practicing.
In the game. Cause that's the only way I see it happen.
We're talking about practice.
Not the
game. Practice.
But yeah, man, like, so, but you know what? I think that put him up 14-7. Cause I marched down the field on him. Like, I was like, okay, this is Kyle wanted. and threw that interception, but I still kind of stayed where I was at. What pissed me off was Tyreek Hill getting that damn last second touchdown. Cause I'm like, there's no way he got the fuck in. And they gave him the touchdown and that shit. I was waiting for them to challenge it and they didn't. But as the game went on, I started to, settle down and play a little bit better. And also kind of, it's a little bit different from your situation, by no means the excuse because the interception happened before that. But in between the second and third quarter, I was on a conference call. And this is the funny thing. This is the funny part about being on the conference call.
You cussed it out and muted yourself and shit.
Cause I yelled. I did the same shit today against the Niners. Cause I yelled when Tyreek Hill scored that touchdown. Mm-hmm. I think it's on history. I was like, oh, and she was like, huh? I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I did that shit twice. And then in the third quarter, I think maybe when I threw the pick six, I think I yelled in, and that's when I was on another one with the other guy. I was like, damn, man.
You can't be doing two things at once, man. That's what I realized.
I know. And then, you know, the kids were in school. It was the middle of the day, but I wanted to get it out because I knew people wanted to advance. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sweating it that much. And then at that point, you're just trying to kind of really make it respectable. But mm-hmm. I mean, the game really was the turnovers. Like, I threw three. The other one was at the end of the quarter, and that was some bullshit, some tip shit that happened that went back in the middle of the field. But it was all good.
Can I have one question?
Mm-hmm.
One question. Why don't you use escape artists?
We'll be back after this quick break. I told you guys I don't like to run. Like everything that's been happening, I told you guys on the podcast and in advance. Everybody knows this.
No, but I'm not saying
I'll tell you why. I use it when I need to, and I did today against 49ers. Mm-hmm. But most of the people use the fucking linebackers and the people. So, mm-hmm. and everybody got like a hyper defense. Mm-hmm. Like their defense is hyper. So even if I do escape artists, them niggas coming immediately.
You can't
hardly really get anywhere.
The only time I use it, if it's like, if I somehow escape the pocket and there's nothing but like, if I have a deep pass and play mm-hmm. and there's nothing but just green grass and I'll just run with the nigga and be like, all right, whatever you get. But as long as I'm close to the out of bounds, cause of course, like,
yeah,
I got a rookie QB. He ready to cough up the ball anytime mm-hmm. you do a big hit. So
I played against a guy that it was Texans versus Texans and he used the fuck out of damn escape artist. Mm-hmm. So I saw how annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell if someone knows how to use it. Yeah. Cause at that point, it's damn near so hard to beat him.
And the reason why I bring it up, Ken, is, I don't know if the listeners of this podcast watch T.D. Barrett on YouTube. He primarily, one of his best teams that he plays with is the Seahawks. And he runs a lot of corner routes. He runs a lot of deep stuff. But a lot of his plays, he rolls out right or left, right or left, right or left. And the reason why he does that is because the DBs react to mm-hmm. mobile quarterbacks. And if you got deep routes, especially those corner routes, oftentimes they don't necessarily stay with the route. They kind of try to play in between just in case if you do take off running. That is just the computer AI. It's just how it's programmed. The DB will come off the wide receiver a little bit. So that's why I was saying, why don't you use it a little bit more? Because it'll help generate separation.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Like, but anytime I run out because I'm not really running to run, I'm running to pass.
Exactly. That's what
when
I'm saying.
When I stop and try to regather, that's when the
most. Oh, no.
Never can regather.
No.
If you're going to commit.
You're on the run. Yeah. As you're running, fast as hell, throw it.
I've done that a couple of times, but sometimes that shit be
No. Because
I've thrown way too many picks like that.
Well, obviously they have to be a little bit more surefire open, but they do miss wide and stuff like that when mm-hmm. they're throwing the run. Russell Wilson doesn't. Lamar does, but not that much.
Patty
could fucking be on his back leg and throw 80 yards, bro. Like, he's a glitch in the game, but yeah. We see it in real life. But with Deshaun, he's enough where you don't have to necessarily reset your feet to make some of those throws.
Yeah, I know. I've done it, but, you know, on occasion with him, but I just haven't done it enough to truly master it. Until I get it mastered, like, especially against a user, I really don't want to take those chances. Cause, you know, and I figured out, I got an answer to the question about my play styles on offense and defense.
Okay.
Which I'll give in a second. But, so yeah, that was ass whooping. It is what it is. Cause I play four users. I don't expect to go undefeated. They may all be 4-0s. But it's all a part of a learning process for me anyway.
Yeah.
As I think I spoke about this on the podcast mm-hmm. and when I used to play a long time ago, but, But yeah, so that was cool. It wasn't cool, but it was cool. And then that's why I was like, don't good game me, because that shit was terrible. Like, I know it's good sportsmanship, but nah, I'll say it. Nah, nigga, that shit was trash. But yeah, the Niners. So I'm like, damn, man. So not only did I get my ass whooped by the Chiefs, I started thinking ahead, mm-hmm. which is why I like on to Cincinnati. I don't like to think ahead, but I made a mistake and saw that I had those two user games. I'm like, shit. But yeah, I was like, damn. So.
And they be throwing them back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know money is good. Mm-hmm. Like Money Green, like is good. He's one of the best players in the league. So I'm like, damn, if the Chiefs whoop my ass like that, damn, what money gonna do? But nah, that game, watch the replay. It was a good game.
That was a great game. Yeah. That was a great, legit, like NFL game. Smash Mouth game.
Yeah, and I got back to, and there's, again, power backs, that strong run by Taylor to tie the game. So that was another situation where I was yelling, and my wife was on the conference call, and I was like, fuck yeah, and I ran into into the sunroom and shit. She was like, can't. I was like, oh, my bad. But I was hyped. I couldn't help mm-hmm. it because I was losing 10-0. And then I made a mistake. I pulled the Nicky Duce and I guess the FIFO because I ran. I could have swore this Negro was out of bounds with eight seconds left. And I thought the clock would stop. And until that bitch said halftime, I was like, what in the fuck? All you could do is just laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I did. Like that Chiefs game, I was like, wow. Yeah. That was all for nothing.
And it was perfect because this game was, I got back to me. Mm-hmm. I got back to me. I'm like, I'm going to do what I do regardless. I'm going to run this ball. And I needed to figure out his run defense. And I started to figure that shit out in the second half. Cause he plays that cover four and on occasion he brings that linebacker out. So I started running at that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then I started to figure out how he uses certain people. So I'm starting to see these holes. In there. So, but I just kept doing what I do and convert on third down and take my shots wherever I need to. And then I got the turnover like I needed. But the white boy let me down and I had the defense I wanted because I knew he was going to go to the outside. But I don't know how Bolton got in the game. He's a slow white boy and I don't know how he got in the game, but he didn't get out there fast enough. And then a couple of jukes and he was in position. And then somebody asked me why I didn't call timeout. But I think at that point, the clock was really under a minute. It was already first down. So if I called a timeout then, it wouldn't have mattered mm-hmm. because of the length of time on the shot clock. I mean, the clock. So I was just hoping he missed it. And of course, he was so close.
That motherfucker was barely, he could just blow into that damn thing.
I know. And I was like, but you know, you never know. Funky shit is happening.
Nah, yeah. I watched the last part of that game because at first I was just like, this is going to be a boring ass game. I already know Ken gonna run the rock like he got yep. Jerome Bettis and this is the Steelers in the early 2000s. But nah, I was surprised Money Green. That's the thing I was gonna say. Like, I feel like Money Green plays, he mirrors his competition. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I seen him play against the Seahawks a lot. And like, when he's throwing and stuff, that's what Money Green's throwing. When he played me, that was the second time I noticed that he wanted to attack me like how I attacked him the first time we played, as far as like just going at the corners and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I feel like he's learning how to chameleon himself to against the user. That may work against him later on in the season, but right now it's working for him.
No, I mean, he plays like an NFL team, and that's what I like about him. And I think because he plays less usury at times, you know, it was a little bit more comfortable because sometimes you used to be doing crazy shit. And that's one of the things I was saying on the stream why I wanted to play against some users yesterday mm-hmm. because to get a feel for what they do, mm-hmm. And to see so many different user play styles. Yep. Because at the end of the day, it's all data for me. It's all collecting data and figuring out what people do. And once I got tendencies down, because tendencies are tendencies from person to person. So at some point, they're all going to be the same. Mm-hmm. And then, I played some users yesterday and I was like, okay. So I realized that regardless, my defense sucks. Even though I played with the Texans, their defense sucks, period. Even in this league, everybody's team is so hyped up and my team really isn't. You know, I'm already coming in the game at a disadvantage. But the thing I liked about this game is that maybe you're right, but he hadn't played me before.
Yeah.
So he really didn't kind of know, and he hadn't seen me play.
I feel like he knew based off how he listens, and I think he does listen. Like he knows
how. The whole chat listens.
You know how you play. Like you always talk about it, defense mm-hmm. and running the ball. Mm-hmm. So That's why. So when you see it, then you kick the ball. You're the only nigga that really kicks the ball on fourth down. Out of the whole league. We usually follow whoever does it first. Yeah. They're like, all right, we'll respect it. But once you stop doing it, niggas like, all right, I'm going to go for it on fourth and 30. But, no, I just, I could tell how you play based on,
but
how
I was like, okay, we got him down there. He scored 3 points, even though he was moving the ball, going outside here and there. I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to stop this. Cause I know he likes to go outside, but I also had to protect against Kittle. So it's like, now to get to my play style, I defensively conservative. Like, I don't really want to give up the big play. So I realized this playing against other users yesterday, like, cause I know people just love to go deep. And I know at some point he's going to go to Kittle. So I'm guarding against that the whole game.
That's where I messed up.
And then I fucked up and gave it to him.
Yep.
On that one play.
Is it the play where he does a post out?
And he scored a touchdown. Yeah. He caught her. He caught Ross.
That corner route.
I know it's coming.
I know that was the exact same thing that happened to me in the NFC title game last season when I played him. It's literally like the whole game. I'm like, he ain't getting shit. He gonna have to go to TY. He gonna have to go somewhere else. I don't give a damn. He ain't getting Kittle. And then like towards the end, like I think I seen it, but I was like, he hasn't been going to him the whole game, so maybe he understands that. All right, that's locked down.
Nah, it's coming.
As soon as he seen that motherfucker bust up, and I was like, there it go. At that point, I was like, fuck it. It was a wrap.
And then I do coach selection. So once I got off that, like the first half, and started to call my own plays on defense.
I love coach selections.
I don't think
motherfuckers be hating that. They be like, bro, you ain't no real matter player if you don't. I'm like, bro, look, I'm trying to make the game easy for me.
I go through the plays and then I pick the one I want.
Sometimes they'll throw in a good one. I'm like, oh, I ain't seen this in a minute. Let's bust this out.
But yeah, so then I got into like the 3-4 and then I think I switched to that nickel. So I got to look at that.
Nickel is a good
one. The subs. It is, but I think I was in the wrong nickel. And I think I like the 2-5-2 at gap. I like that one. Mm-hmm. And then another one.
Nickel is good if you're trying to put pressure.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. And here's the thing. So like, look, I can get a little OP when I know I should be winning and I'm just got to get past one goddamn team. So what I did this year, I don't know if y'all have gone this far, but like I went through all of my, I didn't do it on offense because offense is offense, but on defense, every single defensive formation and put everybody strategically.
I do that too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I recently did that. Okay, yeah, that's what I did because I kept on seeing that white boy linebacker that I don't care for. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, you got to go.
I just said, I was like, how did Bolton get on that play? Cause he shouldn't have been there. And his ass just halfway running. He's like 70 something. I'm like, bro, like it's okay if he catch the ball, just get him down. Mm-hmm. Because I just, at that point, it's late in the game. So I just wanted him to drive down the field and hope to force a turnover and make him make a mistake at some point. Cause I had a couple of defenses that I wanted to try to throw at him to get him off his game that he hadn't seen before. So, but yeah, so really conservative on defense. So like Belichick, like what is the one thing I'm going to take away? So I'm going to guard against the run. And have enough people in position to try to make passes. For whatever reason, when I picked the zone plays that I thought would be in position to stop some of those passes, they were not there. So I got to figure that out and see what happened. Cause I know I do the same plays, quick passes. I do it. So, and that's the other thing about like when I play, like I like to use the whole field also, especially on pass plays. So.
Pass plays when I'm in my bag. Pass plays, well, I'm pulling out all types of shit. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to get everybody eating.
Yeah, once I saw I didn't have pressure and I could just look down the field and pick where I wanted to throw. I was like, okay, this is good.
That's the beautiful thing about Madden. So obviously, but Madden is so much better when you have no like. Not like no pressure, but just like, I got time.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about this boogeyman over my shoulder right now.
Yep.
And like playing against some of these other things, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah. And that was time. 8 of 9 for 100 something yards. And I did the scramble when I needed to. But the one thing that pissed me off, John Connor should have got that damn touchdown. I don't know if you saw it in the first half, but I had to settle for, it's like a thing second half when I had to settle for the field goal. And I was like, I was like right at the 1 yard line. It was 4th and inches probably. And I wanted to go for it, but I'm like, damn. I said, I can't get shut out. Plus I needed the 3 points anyway. So if I get the ball back, I feel comfortable that I can score because I moved the ball against them 3 times.
That's moving forward. I always go against myself doing this, but like moving forward, like just take the points. Like there's nothing wrong with taking the points unless it's like for the game. Like just take the points. Like you don't have to, like most of the times the opponent's going to give you opportunities to get turnovers. every game there's opportunities to get turnovers.
Except the Ravens.
Yeah. Even nah, I thought you well, there's opportunities. I said you're not gonna always get it. Like when he was running with Lamar, I thought you were gonna hit stick his ass.
I did too.
I tried.
Yeah. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But it's Lamar though.
No, I know I get it, but you have speed still. Yeah, so yeah, I thought no, you were like out of anybody you can face him with that. Yeah. And once you hit stick Lamar, it's a wrap. Like he's tossing that bitch up.
And offensively I figured out that I'm the opposite of you. Because my team, like I said, like I told you guys I threw four picks. I had trouble seeing the field. Mm-hmm. And that played out. I told everybody that the defense isn't good. And at times that shit plays out because I can't stop the run. So I already know what my weaknesses are. I just got to figure out like what the strengths are to kind of overcome them as we move forward to try to win a chip. But, you know, as long as I'm in games and the games are competitive enough and I know that there are mistakes and places that I correct, I feel good. But then I realized playing against other users, like I have a long way to go to get to the level of dominance that I know I can play at, that I have played at before. And that's why I wanted to play against users yesterday too. I said, let me see exactly where I'm at as a player, because I haven't played in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So then I realized I'm kind of middle of the road. And to be frank, I'm like, damn, I'm really not all that good. Not as good as I know I can play.
The online shit will tune you up. Yeah, because you get all different types of, especially when you play different types of teams. Like, I didn't realize the Titans was such a good team and someone knows how to use them based on the online play. Cause that you really see anybody pick the Titans or, I've seen people pick like the Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Lions. Like, people, again, if you're from these cities, of course you don't pick those teams.
I played against somebody who had the Steelers. He put some dude named Kevin White Jr. in. Never heard of him and was running the ball with no problems. Mm-hmm. So I think I went like 3-4 yesterday playing, but I needed to get those reps in. So now where I'm at also is like, and this is why, you know, my wife got on me when I was first playing Madden because I started to become obsessed. Now I'm saying, okay, let me go back to, I'm just going to go online. I'm going to play with every single team. I'm going through every single playbook because I need those reps. I need to see what's out there and I need to kind of get a feel for the game and the little nuances and stuff. Mm-hmm. For me, that helps me be a better player.
So you know how I do that? Cause I 100% agree with you. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to shameless plug him, but TD Barrett, cause he's such a great Madden player that he can beat people with the Dolphins. Like it doesn't matter.
And that's how I used to be.
What I'm saying. That's why I love doing. Like I used to picking different teams and just seeing like their advantages.
I used to be that good.
So watching other YouTubers, other great Madden players allows me to be like, oh, okay. I see what you did there. I see the playbook. I see this. I see that. And I can incorporate some of that into like my own play style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do the same, but instead of me actually playing all of these, you know, games and teams and online and all of that, I primarily watch. And then what I'll do is I'll create my own franchise and then I'll go, because here's the thing. I like to go get the guys that play the way I like to play. Me too. And I like to put all of that shit together. I want to be the chef and the cook and the person that eat. I need to be all three of them.
Like against, in my franchise, like I said, it's 90 something. So the game is so easy. I can carve up the computer with no problems. And you know, when you say you're the best pass in the league, I know that against the computer, I'm an elite passer, but it's the fucking users. I got to get a understanding of how these motherfuckers play, because I'm not playing against my boys over and over again that I used to play. Like
exactly,
It's different people, man. And
different
everybody
schemes,
do something. Yes.
Different users.
I love getting a random like, oh, this nigga good for real.
Somebody quit.
Most of the times they quit. Like if you get up by more than 14 or 14, they'll be like, all right, I'm done. I've embracing that. Like I want you to quit.
Nah, this was funny because I was like, all right, let me see where I'm at. So I played and I got somebody at the Ravens and, I don't think he threw an interception. I got an interception. And then when I got the ball, I started to move the ball, like, you know, running, passing, and he started pausing and I could hear him because he was on the heads. He was like, man, how you quit? He's like, how you get out of this? He was trying to find Cassie and his boy was trying to talk him through it. So I'm like, dang, like he probably was looking for somebody that, he probably felt that I was good. Yeah. Cause you start on low and then go to meet him and then high. So he was like, oh, nah, I don't want to play this motherfucker. Yeah. So, and then I also realized I was like, okay, after playing a couple of people, I was like, okay, the people in this franchise is on some other shit. Like these motherfuckers can really play the game. outside of a few that don't play like that.
Now everybody knows, and especially they've known our tendency too.
Yeah.
For most of us, that's the one thing I want about 21. Like I wish all of us could be in like a division to get like at least two people from the league in the same division.
And that's why I can't wait for 21 because, and you talked about motivation. You're going to ask the question, about where we are in terms of this season. Obviously I want to win the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. but I'm definitely looking ahead to 21 because of the way I like to build my team. Mm-hmm.
And we know we have 365 days
exactly.
when it comes to 21. Now exactly.
we may have 2 years.
Exactly.
Like we knew that in 20, it was going to be a shelf life, a very short shelf life, especially when we kind of started mm-hmm. with this franchise. So we knew that. In all honesty, I'm looking forward to 21, primarily because of the new rosters, obviously the moves and the offseason.
There's a lot of moves. Yeah.
You know, a lot of teams look a lot different now. But I sold out, and I got to win this one.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I know 21's going to come regardless. Yep. Yep. 21 ain't going nowhere. One, you know what I'm saying? I already put my money in for it. This is the last season. I'm treating this like, all right, bro, what do I got to do this season to win? Because I feel like this momentum will carry over to 21. Because I'm already having half steps about getting my Bengals. Because I'm like, I need a goddamn defense, y'all. I don't give a damn.
Hey, you don't want no parts of that AFC North, bro.
First of all, but that's the thing. Like, because you and the Ravens could be mm-hmm. it. Because he said he wanted to get the Ravens again.
Yeah, and
I want that challenge. Because I just want y'all to.
Don't trade away your first pick.
No, I'm already thinking about trades. I'm already thinking about trades that I need to do.
I might get in the AFC North. Fuck it. Who else in there?
You gonna get the Browns? I thought you was getting the Steelers, right?
Well, it's between the Steelers and the Browns. But here's the thing. So I was talking to the Seahawks user at work today, and I was telling him that the craziest overpowered player that I've played with, and I play well, not every team, but a lot of the teams, Odell Beckham, dog. Like, I'm not going to front. He is the key to the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing with my passing game, because he's one of the few receivers that can take a 5-yard catch and go 80. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of receivers that can do that. There's not a lot of receivers that'll beat you over the top for 80. There's not a lot of receivers that beat you in the middle game. Like, he's
the all around receiver.
And then he's so agile. Like, his agility is like 98, 99.
Spin move is crazy.
The spin move is crazy. The juke move, like he has special jukes that only Odell Beckham has. So once I start, cause you saw the first season, like he was having 300-400 yard games. That was partly me, but that was a lot of him. Like, it was just the player. So I'm like, okay, so let me trade for Odell Beckham. Nah, they ain't gonna let him go. Let me trade for Myles Garrett. Well, shit, nigga, just go back with the Browns. You know what I'm saying? Cause they have so much talent.
But that's, yeah. And that's the thing. My loyalty is like, bro, shit on these niggas with the AFC North with the Bengals. Show them what Joe Burrow can do.
Yeah.
But there's another team that I'm like, bro, that defense is so sexy, Jets, bro. That there's a team out there like, bro, that defense. I was looking at the roster again today, like,
who?
Just the defense alone. I ain't gonna say it because I don't want nobody to take it.
Come on, man.
I already said it before, so I'm just gonna leave it as it is. But like, they got the same way you talk about Odell, they got a nigga like that. And I'm like, bro, that nigga is he's that dude.
Well, I'll say this. I'll take whatever's left because whatever team I got, they not gonna be the same anyway. So I'm gonna rebuild them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, like you were mentioning, like, who do I have to trade to get this one player that I like mm-hmm. so much? And it's like, well, shit, the pieces around it are just as great as well. Like, why move?
Yep. So my quandary between the Steelers and the Browns is the Browns are better overall, but that Steelers defense ain't no joke.
That's the thing about the Bengals. Like, I love their offense. I love the fact they got, like, I'm looking at salary cap too. Mm-hmm. Like, they still got their draft picks for 2021. That defense though, like, I got some good guys, but they're going to probably retire within what, the second season? Cause they old. I'm like, bro, I don't feel like
one of them.
Like, I know a defense right now that's still on a contract enough for us to run about 3-4 of them.
Mm-hmm. So we got to wrap it up cause we got another show to do, but real quick, so Seahawks, you know, Saints is his boy.
No, the Ravens is his boy.
Ravens is his boy. Whose boy is the Saints?
I don't know.
But
he feels slighted
today though.
Yeah, he did. Alright, so, and well, four hustles. So, two of the niggas that's in there, and then including the Saints. Like, these motherfuckers goddamn, especially for Hustle, like professional goddamn players.
Nah, they gotta earn our respect though.
This is fucking FIFO fault.
They gotta earn our respect.
Look, man.
I love how the Saints blew me. Like, I'm like, alright, this nigga real. Alright, he earned my respect. Cause if I would've beat him while I was half watching the game, I was like, bro, why y'all be letting these niggas in here?
All my opponents.
Nah. Some of y'all, I gotta earn my respect. Shit, you gotta make a stop in New York. I keep telling motherfuckers, if you get past customs, you can live in the city.
Right now, people gotta make a stop in San Francisco.
Man.
Hey, all I know is I got my bags in New York City and I took my ass home.
Alright, yeah.
That's all I know. That's all I know.
You've been taking yourself home a lot of these days in the seasons, buddy. You're like, hey,
so look. Is you and me next?
Yeah. You're my next season. Oh, no. I play the Ravens before I play you.
Oh, okay. I get the Dolphins next. Who you got next?
I got two computers, and then I got back-to-back users, Cowboys, and then my final matchup with the Cowboys for the season, and then I place the Seahawks.
Man, you know, and I know we're trying to wrap up, but you know who has a hell of an end to their season? Spike
does. I play him last game.
He got to play Nick. He got to play the Packers. He got to play. It's like his last four games are all user. Damn. So that's. Playoffs or not.
And I'm trying to get to the seed this again. I'm trying to be a top two seed. I do not want to play more games than I have to.
Me neither. Hey, look. Hey, Polo. Please take out the Ravens for me. Take out the Ravens. Please beat the Ravens. Well, I need to just not even play the Ravens no more. Because here's the thing. And y'all know
I want you to play the Ravens. I need you to get two more losses so I can get $20.
I'm only going to get one. In all honesty, man, and I'm not scared of him, obviously. I talk hella shit.
Look at him. He try to stand up for himself.
Golly, bruh. That's the only motherfucker I gotta beat. Y'all done see? Hey, go watch me on Twitch.
It's your mentality, bro. You be slunched over every time you mention the Ravens. Like, damn, bro. Like, say it with your chest, bro. You ain't scared of that nigga.
Hey, but on game day, the chest is out.
All right. Show me.
It was for a little bit. People was talking a lot of shit.
I was.
Along with that game going, the fire that got.
Yep. It was some bullshit. Y'all know that fumble was some bullshit. But it was a good game. He ain't blowing me out this time. All right, man. Look, we appreciate y'all listening to The League. Again, it's brought to you by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. Make sure you go check out their YouTube channels. For your boy FIFO, for KBNs, for Mr. AKA, Mr. Disrespect, Mr. I Stole Your Lady, Mr. My Chicken Wings Ain't in the Goddamn Refrigerator. Fuck you talking about. We out. It's The League. Peace.